Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another exciting episode of Weekdays with Murph. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Emily Wilson to the show. Emily burst onto the scene as the General Hospital of Ellie, a lab tech who has been convinced to run a DNA test on Sam's baby to confirm his and Jason's suspicions. And speaking of Spinelli, will he and Ellie be the next Port Charles super couple? Well, let's not waste any time, but I don't see she's not calling in for some reason. So what we'll do is we'll just hang out here and wait until she calls in. I hope this isn't like the hold on. I believe we have her. She's on the line, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Is this Emily?
Yes.
Hey, Emily, how are you? This is Cody.
Hi, Cody. It's so nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
As I was just telling our listeners, and you can probably tease this a little bit, will Spinelli and Ellie be GH's next power couple?
Well, there is a good chance there will be more Spinelli and Ellie to come. I don't know what's going to happen beyond, you know, the two of us getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love to see that relationship continue to flourish. That'd be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of General Hospital, how has the soap pace been for you? I know a soap's take, like a one take or one a take and you're done, basically.
Sorry, say that one more time. I'm so sorry.
How has the pace of a soap life been for you? I know.
Oh my gosh, it's been tough because I've done some other shows and you know, you shoot so much less on every other type of show per day than you do on a soap opera. And I had never done any soap operas before, you know, getting this job in General Hospital. And the first day I went to pick up my script and there was like 20 pages of stuff. And they're like, yeah, we're shooting it all tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God. So it's a lot of memorizing. It's a lot of studying. And especially my character, I've found even more difficult because she tends to use very big words and tongue twisters and scientific jargon that doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue as easily as, you know, just normal conversation. So that adds a little bit of stress as well. But once you get used to it, it kind of just becomes normal, you know. You assume that you're going to have 20 to 30 pages of stuff to read per episode to memorize.
Right, exactly. And another thing I wanted to ask about is a fan reaction to your GH job on Twitter. How have the Twitter fans been?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. I had somewhere in the ballpark of, oh God, 370-something followers, you know, leading into the day that the first episode aired. Mm-hmm. And I think by the end of that day, it aired, you know, the Friday before, I think by the end of Friday night, I had 1,200 maybe.
Wow.
And I know when you know, people can use alias names and not use their real names. It can be easy for people to say, you know, not the nicest things, but everyone has been so great and so nice, and it's just been so wonderful to see all the support and just, you know, get the fans' reactions and have people reaching out personally just to tell me that they enjoyed the show or they enjoy the character or they hope there's more to come. And I just appreciated that so, so much. And it's been so wonderful and such a warm welcome. And I really, you know, had no idea what kind of reaction I'd get, especially knowing that people tend to root for the couples that are already on the show, you know? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when a new character comes in and threatens an existing couple, you can get a little bit of, you know, negative feedback. So I was just so happy to get so much positive feedback, and the GH fans are incredible, and I didn't know what to expect, so it's been just so, so wonderful.
And I know for me personally, if you go on a Twitter a page, I follow like 90% of the GH cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big GH and Soap fan, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And personally as a fan, when I see a soap star tweeting to me directly, I'm like, oh my God, did they just tweet me directly? Holy crap! You know?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know. I think it's really important to, if they, you know, if you guys have the time to reach out to us, for us to make the time to reach out to you, you know. It doesn't take more than 10 seconds to shoot something back, and I know for me, I appreciate getting the shout-out so much that, of course, I want to send back and, you know, show my appreciation and show my love back to you guys, because, you know, especially with soaps, it's easy to write someone off or keep someone on longer or, you know, change a character around. So for me at least, having the support, I think, is going to prolong the life of the character, which is awesome. So it's all thanks to you guys anyway.
And just as a fan perspective, I think personally, soap stars are probably the most loyal celebrities ever to their fans.
Yeah, I again, you know, I'm so new to this whole soap world, but just from, you know, the little I've been on set so far and just interacting with some of the other people, I know how important the fans are to them. And I think that everyone kind of feeds off of each other. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the people I've talked to, the other cast, I know how crucial they know their fans are and how appreciative they are of their fans. And they talk about you guys on set and they talk about you guys on Twitter and, you know, they make the time to travel around the country to have these weekends away where they get to meet fans. And I think that energy just feeds, we feed off of each other. And I love that because I've never been on a set where it's been so apparent that the fans are so important to the cast and the crew.
Right. I'm sorry to have to cut this short, but I have a game I like to play with all my guests. It's called Lightning Round.
Great, let's do it.
Where I ask you five random questions, and you just say whatever comes
to
mind.
First thing that pops in. Okay.
Right, absolutely.
All right.
Favorite type of music?
Top 40.
Nice. Most prized possession.
Oh, my goodness. A pair of shoes that I own. Oh, that is so shallow. But they have sentimental value.
Favorite sport?
Football, NFL.
Awesome. My kind of girl.
Yeah.
And on that same token, favorite football team?
Favorite football team, Denver Broncos.
Nice. I think Peyton will do well with that team.
I do, too. So far, so good. I know we had a bit of a rough weekend last weekend, but we got up to a good start, and I think it put a lot of faith in Peyton for Broncos fans. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings the rest of the season.
And for my team, the Titans, I'm so glad Peyton's out of the AFC South. I'm so glad.
Yeah, well, you guys had it lucky last year when he was kind of still part of the AFC South, but not really.
Right.
But, yeah, I know. I'm happy to be rooting for him because I've never really been a Peyton fan, being that I've never really been a Colts fan. So, you know, for me, having a star, like, legend quarterback, we haven't really had one since John Elway. So it's kind of exciting to have, you know, a real strong quarterback again on the team.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, I'm sorry to have to cut this short, but thank you for coming on, and I'll be tweeting with you sometime.
Great. Well, thank you again so much for having me. It was so great to chat with you, and hopefully I'll get a chance to come back on again soon. And maybe once, you know, I know a little bit more of what's going on with Ellie, and we can chat a little more GH in depth.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You have a open invite back to my show.
Thank you.
Whenever you want to come on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Then I guess we'll be chatting again soon.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Okay. Thanks, Cody. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with GH's Emily Wilson. Emily, I can say from just the 10 minutes talking to her, is an absolute doll. And I hope you guys saw that too. So I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and in this episode right now, since basically I have nothing else to talk to or about. So, you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.